Today's daf is Vachim daf Nun Aleph, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Nun Amid Beis. Dovar Halomed Bekal V'Chomer Ma'u Sheyilamed Behekesh. So we're knee deep in the middle of a sugya. It's a rather cheshbin digga sugya. It's discussing certain dinim that relate exclusively to kachim. So everybody knows that one of the ideas that permeates Seder Kachim is Dover Halamed Behekish, Enei Chayzer Umalamed Behekish. But as we saw, that rule is not unique to Hekish. It's something that applies on some level, maybe, to Kzei Rishava, to Kal V'Chomer, to Binyan Av. In fact, the Gemara Cheshbins, Dover Halamed Behekish, Chayzer Umalamed Behekish, Dover Alamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Begzer Shava, Dover Alamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Bekalva Chayme, Dover Alamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Bebinyanav. What about a Dover Halamed Begzer Shava? Could that be Chayzer Malamed Behekish? Could that be Chayzer Malamed Begzer Shava? Could that be Chayzer Malamed Bekalva Chayme? Could that be Chayzer Malamed Bebinyanav? What about a Dover Halamed Bekalva Chayme? Could that be Chayzer Malamed Behekish, Begzer Shava, Bekalva Chayme or Bebinyanav? What about a Dover Halamed Bebinyanav? Could that be Chayzer Umalamed Behekish, you see where the cheshbin digger part of the sugya might come in? Either way, this is all discussed here on Daf Memtes, Daf Nun, and Daf Nun Aleph of Maseches Vachim. Now, we already went through the first half of the sugya, which is the longer half. We now have to go through the second half of the sugya, the shorter half, albeit not necessarily the lighter half. So let's just take inventory of what it is we have, as it's very important for the seifa of the sugya. So Dover Alamed Behekish, the rule is Einu Chayzim Alamed Behekish. The Gemara brought two makaris to this. Imid de Rava, Rava said that it's learned out from the parsha of the Haktoras Emurim, specifically the Yoseres HaKovid and the Shtei HaKloyos of the Par Koyim Moshiach. Ravina said it's learned out from the Osham Mitzayra, specifically the way the Torah mentions that the Shechit of the Osham Mitzayra had to be Bitzafim. Dover Halamed Behekish is Einoi Chayzer Umalamed Bigzeres Shava. The Makar to that was Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that the Torah had to say that the Osham Shechita has to be Bitzafim, and you can't learn it with a Gzeres Shava Mufne, Kachi Kadashim, from the Karben Chattas, Zoysoy Meres, being that Chattas itself is a Dover Halamed Behekish, it's Einoi Chayzer Umalamed now Bigzeres Shava. Dover Halamed Behekish is Chayzer Umalamed Bekal B'Chomer. The Gemara refers to that as Midditana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, which takes us back to the Ildaf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara learned the halachos of Es Bedam V'Toval by the Sir Yom HaKippurim Kal V'Chomer from the Sir Avodah Zarah, which itself I only know Behekish from the Paralim Dover Shel Tzibur. And finally, Dover Halomet Behekish Ma'u Sheyilami B'Binyanav. The Gemara first thought that there was a Hachra. Ultimately, the Gemara was Doicha the Hachra, and the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, that being that we thought we had a hachra, and ultimately we said we don't have a hachra. Where we're left with is that we just don't have a hachra. And if that's the case, it remains a suffix. So again, when it comes to Dover Alamed Behekish, in Chayzim Alamed Behekish, in Midir Avina, in Midir Rava, it's in Chayzim Alamed Begzer Shava, Midir Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chayzim Alamed Bekal V'Chomer, the Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. The vernacular of the sugya matters. You go through the flow of the Gemara. And as it relates to being Chayzim Alamed Bevinyanav, that's something that is left as a suffix. What about Dover Halomed Bigzeir Shava? So the Gemara said, Dover Halomed Bigzeir Shava. Could it be Chayzer Umalamed Behekish? What emerged from the Gemara is it's a machloikis amayra. Rapapa said, yeah. Marzucher Berei de Rav Mari said, no. Rapapa said, yeah, because we learn it from the fact that the carbon toida could be brought from Meiser Sheni money, which is something I know heckish from the Karben Shlomim, which in itself I know Gzeres Shava from the Parasha Ma'aseh Sheni. Bottom line is, According to Rapapa, Dover Halamit Bigzera Shava could be Chazim Lamit Behakish. Marzucha Breder Amari was Doicher Rav Papa's Raya. The reason he was Doicher Rav Papa's Raya is because he holds Basar Melamid of Zlinon. And the original Melamid is Maisa Sheni, Maisa Dagon Chulam Ba'almihi. As a result, it's Bechlau, not Shaykh to Ar Sugyu. You can't be Machriya anything from there. And the way the Gemara seems to refer to this machloikis, or this exchange, is as a machloikis. According to Rav Papa, Dover Halame Bigzei Rishav is Ein Dechayz Malam Behekesh. According to Marzut Shabrei de Ramari, either it's not Chayzer Umalameh Behekesh, or at the very least, we're not sure whether it would be Chayzer Umalameh Behekesh. What about Dover Halame Bigzei Rishav? Could it be Chayzer Umalameh Bigzei Rishav? So the Gemara said, yeah. In fact, we had two Makaris to this. Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Rami Bar Chama learned it from the Lachmei Toida. Rava learned it from the Din Nituach that you have by the Par Yom HaKippur. Dover halamed bigzeir shava. Could it be chayzer umelamed bekal v'chaymer? The Gemara said yes. How do I know it? I know it from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? So we got it right on version 2.0. Uma hekish she einoy chayzer umelamed behekish chayzer umelamed bekal v'chaymer. Meaning a hekish can't be chayzer umelamed to its own type, to another hekish. It could be chayzer malamid l'kal v'chaymer u'gzeir shava. That's chayzer malamid b'gzeir shava. It could be chayzer malamid to its own type. Certainly, you'd be able to be chayzer malamid l'kal v'chaymer. And then finally, dover alamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid b'nyanav. That was the easiest part of yesterday's daf. It was one line with a one-word answer. The Gemara said, "Take us again." What's the recap as it relates to dover alamid b'gzeir shava? Could it be chayzer malamid? Dover alamid b'gzeir shava, could it be chayzer malamid behekish? That's a machloikis Rav Papa and Marzucha Brei D'Ramari. It's toluyin basal lamid azlin and basal malamid azlin. As it relates to dover alamid b'gzeir shava, me chayzer malamid b'gzeir shava, the answer is yeah. Two makaris, ibe derami bar chama, ibe derava. Dover halamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid b'kal v'chaymer. How do I know that? Me kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer from what? From dover alamid behekish. That could be chayzer malamid behekish. That could be chayzer malamid b'kal v'chayim. And dover alamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid b'nyanav. For that, the Gemara said, tekus. Again, what's now the more general recap? And then we'll dive into the second half. Dover alamid behekish is enoy chayzer malamid behekish. Dover alamid behekish is enoy chayzer umalamid b'gzeir shava. Dover alamid behekish is chayzer umalamid b'kal v'chaymer. Dover alamid behekish, we don't know if it could be chayzer malamid b'vinyanav. Dover alamid b'gzeir shava, whether it could be chayzer malamid behekish is a machlokes amayirayim. Dover alamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid b'gzeir shava. Dover alamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid b'kal v'chaymer. And whether or not dover halamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid b'binyanav, that the Gemara says is a teiko. Either way, this is the first half of the sugya. The second half of the sugya is going to discuss dover halamid b'kal v'chaymer. Could it be chayzer malamid behekish b'gzeir shava b'kal v'chaymer u'b'binyanav? And then finally, dover halamid b'binyanav could be chayzer I think we already need an exhale, but either way, inhale. If something is a halacha based on kal v'chaymer in the world of kachem, could it be chayzer malamid behekish or not? Says the Gemara, kal v'chaymer, yes, and I know it from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Umag zeir shava she'ino lemeid behekesho madach zeir shava, which you can't use to learn a halacha that I know behekish, meaning dover halamid behekish is ein chayzer malamid b'gzeir shava. How do I know that? Mid Rabbi Yochanan malamid behekish. Yet that gzeir shava could be malamid behekish. And how do I know that? Midirav Papa. Papa was the one that holds dover halamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer malamid behekish. So kal v'chaymer, a kal v'chaymer halamid behekish, which could be learned out from a dover alamid behekish. Midetani dever Rabbi Yishmael, right? Dover alamid behekish chayzer malamid b'kal v'chaymer. Inu din shalamid behekisha. So certainly then, the halacha should be that it should be chayzer umelamed behe kesha, meaning madach gzeir shava, which can't be learned out from a dover alamed behekish, could be chayzer umelamed be kal v'chaymer. So certainly kal v'chaymer, which could be learned out from a dover halamed behekish, should be able to be chayzer malabin now behekish. But the Gemara says this is not pasha. Why is it not pasha? Because this is all true according to the Manda Amar that holds like Rav Papa. Or you could have also said Hanichal l'Rav Papa. But the point is Hanichal l'manda islay l'Rav Papa. If you hold like Rav Papa, what does it mean? You hold like Rav Papa. You hold basalami das linan. So if you hold like Rav Papa, so then it's true that davar halamid b'gzeirah shava is chayzer umalamid behekish. So if davar halamid b'gzeirah shava is chayzer umalamid behekish, kal v'chaymer davar halamid be kal v'chaymer would be chayzer umalamid behekish. El l'manda lesa d'Rav Papa. According to the Manda, that doesn't hold davar Rav Papa. Who holds davar halamid behekish is einoy chayzer. Dover alamid b'gzeirah shava is in a chayzer malamid behekish, or at the very least, dover alamid b'gzeirah shava. I don't know if it's chayzer malamid behekish. Well, then I don't have the basis for the kal v'chaymer. So my ikel meimar. So then you have no makar, and the Gemara says that's true. According to that man, the Amar, I taka don't have a makar, and the bottom line is, according to that man, the Amar, it's going to be a tekel. So what's the halacha? Dover halamid b'kal v'chaymer could it be chayzer malamid behekish? If you hold like Rav Papa that davar alamid b'gzeirah shava could be chayzer umalamid behekish, then kal v'chaymer davar alamid b'kal v'chaymer would be chayzer umalamid behekish. What's the kal v'chaymer? In what way is kal v'chaymer better than gzeirah shava? I'll tell you why. Because gzeirah shava I can't learn from a davar alamid behekish. Kal v'chaymer I can learn from a davar alamid behekish. So if gzeirah shava, which is kal, because I can learn it from a davar alamid behekish, it could be chayzer umalamid behekish. So a kal v'chaymer, which I could learn from a davar alamid behekish, certainly it should be able to be chayzer alamid behekish. But that's all true if you hold that a davar alamid b'gzeir shava could be chayzer alamid behekish. Hanich alamid islay de rapapa. But if you hold that a davar alamid b'gzeir shava can't be chayzer alamid behekish, or at the very least, I don't know, there's no achra whether it could be chayzer alamid behekish, well then you don't have a kal v'chaymer. And the Gemara says, enochinami, according to that mandamar. And again, who's that mandamar? The one that holds Basa Malamidas Linon. According to that man, the Omar, the name was Marzuchu Breder Amori. The Shita is Basa Malamidas Linon. Teiko, it's going to be a Teiko. So either the answer is yes, or the answer is Teiko. In other words, it's a Machloikis. Dover Alamid Bekal V'chaymer, Maoshi Alamid B'gzei Rishava. Moving along. A Dover Alamid Bekal V'chaymer in Kachim. Could it be Chayzim Alamid B'gzei Rishava? Or could it not be Chayzim Alamid B'gzei Rishava? Says the Gemara, Kal V'chaymer, I know from the Kal V'chaymer. Umagzei Rishava, She'en Alameda Be'akesha. Madach gzeirah shava that I can't learn from a davar alamid behekish. How do I know that? Midir Rabbi Yochanan, right? Davar alamid behekish is ainu chayzim alamid b'gzeirah shava. Still, what's the halacha when it comes to gzeirah shava? It's malamid b'gzeirah shava. A davar alamid b'gzeirah shava is chayzim alamid b'gzeirah shava. How do I know that? Midir Rami Bar Chama. Or the Gemara could have also said midirava, right? We had two mekayrus. We spoke this out at the end of yesterday's daf. How you know that a davar alamid b'gzeirah shava could be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava? The girsa of the tzayin kachin is e midirami bar chama e midirava. But the bottom line is that gzeirah shava can't be learned out from a davar halamid behekish. Yet it could be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava. So if that's the case, kal v'chaymer halamid behekish, a kal v'chaymer which is more chamor than the gzeirah shava, because the kal v'chaymer I could learn from a davar alamid behekish. Miditano devei Rabbi Yishmael, right? Espedam v'taval. So inu din shetalami b'gzeirah shava. So certainly it should be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava. So madach gzeirah shava could be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava. Certainly a kal v'chaymer should be able to be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava. What's the madach? In what way is kal v'chaymer better than gzeirah shava? Right, you would think gzeirah shava is better than kal v'chaymer. But in this sugya, kal v'chaymer is better than gzeirah shava. Why? Because gzeirah shava can't be learnt out from a davar halamid behekish, whereas a kal v'chaymer can be learnt out from a davar halamid behekish. So gzeirah shava, which is kal, it can't be learnt out from a davar halamid behekish, could be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava. Then certainly a kal v'chaymer, which is chomer, it could be learnt out from a davar halamid behekish midatonet Rabbi Shmuel. Certainly, it should be able to be chayzer malamid b'gzeirah shava. So as it relates to kal v'chaymer, where you have a davar alamid b'kal v'chaymer, could it be chayzer umalamid b'gzeirah shava? Here, the answer is unequivocally yes. Moving along, davar alamid b'kal v'chaymer, mahu sheyilamid b'kal v'chaymer. So if I have a davar alamid b'kal v'chaymer, could it be chayzer umalamid b'kal v'chaymer? Says the Gemara, the answer is yes. And you know, I know it. Kal v'chaymer. So I'll bring a kal v'chaymer to prove that a dover alamid be kal v'chaymer can be chayzer malamid be kal v'chaymer. Uma gzeir shava. What's the kal v'chaymer? Not the gzeir shava. She'ena lemeida behekish mit Rabbi Yochanan. A gzeir shava can't be learned out from a dover alamid behekish, right? Dover alamid behekish ena chayzer malamid be gzeir shava yet malamid be kal v'chaymer. That loch is that a dover that a gzeir shava can be chayzer umalamid be kal v'chaymer. How do we know that? Kide amoron, like we said earlier. Now, what did we say earlier? This is very important. How do we know that a dover halame b'gzeir shava could be chayzer umelamed b'kal v'chaymer? We learned it from the fact that a dover halame b'hekish could be chayzer umelamed b'kal v'chaymer. What was the limud? A kal v'chaymer. What was the kal v'chaymer? Madach a dover alamed behekish can't be chayzer malamed behekish. Yet it could be chayzer malamed be kal v'chaymer. So gzeirah shava, which could be chayzer malamed be gzeirah shava, its own type, certainly it should be able to be chayzer malamed be kal v'chaymer. But the bottom line is that gzeirah shava can't be learned out from a dover halamed behekish. Right? We know that from Rabbi Yochanan. Yet it could be chayzer umelamed b'kal v'chaymer. We know that gzeir shava or dover halamed b'gzeir shava could be chayzer umelamed b'kal v'chaymer. Well, if that's the case, then kal v'chaymer, a kal v'chaymer itself, halamed mehakish, which is more chamer again in this sugi than the gzeir shava. Why? Because it is lamed mehakish. How do I know that? Mit the tonet of Rabbi Shmuel, it didn't shulamed b'kal v'chaymer. Certainly, it should have the ability to be chayzer umelamed b'kal v'chaymer. So the Gemara says dover halamed b'kal v'chaymer could it be chayzer umelamed b'kal v'chaymer. The answer is yes. And now I know it. I know it from a kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer from what? Kal v'chaymer from gzeir shava. Madach gzeir shava could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. Certainly, then kal v'chaymer should be able to be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. Now, how do I know gzeir shava gufa has the ability to be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer? I know it from a kal v'chaymer, from the fact that hekish could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. So kal v'chaymer then that gzeir shava should be able to be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. And once I know that a gzeir shava could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer, then I know kal v'chaymer that a kal v'chaymer could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. Tell me this is not fun. But either way, says the Gemara, yeah, kal v'chaymer could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer from the fact that a gzeir shava could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer, which itself I know, kal v'chaymer from the fact that a hekish could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. And the Gemara says, v'zehu kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. This is a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. This is what we call a double kal v'chaymer. Why is it a double kal v'chaymer? The reason it's a double kal v'chaymer is because we're going to learn now that a dover halamed b'kal v'chaymer can be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer via a kal v'chaymer. And the kal v'chaymer that we're using is learning from something that itself I only know from a kal v'chaymer. So I'm going to know that the kal v'chaymer could be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer with a kal v'chaymer from gzeirah shava, which itself I only know from a kal v'chaymer. So I have a heftz of the kal v'chaymer right now. That's going to teach me what? Dover alamed b'kal v'chaymer, chayzus malamed b'kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer from the fact that gzeirah shava is chayz malamed b'kal v'chaymer. So far it's a regular kal v'chaymer. I'm learning that kal v'chaymer should be chayz malamed b'kal v'chaymer from the fact that gzeirah shava is chayz malamed b'kal v'chaymer. This is where it becomes a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. Because how do I know that gzeirah shava is chayz malamed b'kal v'chaymer? I know that goof from a kal v'chaymer, from the fact that hekish is chayz malamed b'kal v'chaymer. V'snehu kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. So the Gemara makes like this observation, right? This is like a super kal v'chaymer. Taina's the Gemara. This is not just a super kal v'chaymer. This is a super duper kal v'chaymer. Fake the Gemara. This way you read the Gemara. Ben benoy shel kal v'chaymer. This is not a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. This is a kal v'chaymer ben benoy shel kal v'chaymer. Atzayif kol adayrus, by the way. Right? This is a kal v'chaymer ben benoy shel kal v'chaymer. Why? Because if you think about it, this is a triple kal v'chaymer. So why is it a triple kal v'chaymer? Again, we're trying to learn that kal v'chaymer is chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer, right? From a kal v'chaymer. The din is that kal v'chaymer is chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. How do I know? I know it from a kal v'chaymer. This is the first kal v'chaymer the Gemara initially understood. What's that kal v'chaymer? If gzeir shava is chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer, then kal v'chaymer should be chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer. What was the second? Why is it a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer? Because how do I know that gzeir shava is chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer? I knew it gufra from a kal v'chaymer. So I'm making a kal v'chaymer from something that I itself know from a kal v'chaymer. How do I know gzeir shava is chayzer malamed b'kal v'chaymer? From the fact that hekish is chayzer malamed b'chaymer. So the Gemara calls this a kal v'chaymer ben kal v'chaymer. Taina is the Gemara. I think it's a kal v'chaymer ben benoish. Why? Because what's this end product? What halacha are we learning? What halacha are we learning? We're not learning stam halacha in the Veltarein. We're learning a halacha that negeya kal v'chaymer. So at the end of the day, when you're going to go and you're going to darshan the kal v'chaymer, you're going to have a dover alamid be kal v'chaymer. It's going to be chayz malam be kal v'chaymer. It's going to teach you a halacha in shvich hashirayim. I have no idea. It's going to teach you a halacha in aktaras emir. It's going to teach you some sort of halacha in kachem. So I'm going to have a kal v'chaymer, and you're going to say mechatesi. You can use this kal v'chaymer. So you're going to say, what do you mean? Why not? I don't know. Maybe Dover Alamid Bekal V'Chaymer is Ein Chayz Malam Bekal V'Chaymer. I'll tell you, no, for sure I could use this Kal V'Chaymer right now. Because if Gzeira Shava could be Chayz Malam Bekal V'Chaymer, then certainly Kal V'Chaymer should be able to. Then you can say, but how do you know Gzeira Shava could be Chayz Malam Bekal V'Chaymer? So what do you mean? Because if Hekish could be Chayz Malam Bekal V'Chaymer, then certainly Gzeira Shava should also be able to be Chayz Malam Bekal V'Chaymer. So really, when you cheshbon the end product, which I'm learning via Kal V'Chaymer, you're going to end up with a triple Kal V'Chaymer. The etzem Kal V'Chaymer that I'm darshaning now, which I only have the right to darshan Kal V'Chaymer from Gzeira Shava, which itself I know, Kal V'Chaymer from Hekish. So Tainus the Gemara, this is not a Kal V'Chaymer ben Kal V'Chaymer, this is a Kal V'Chaymer ben Benoish Kal V'Chaymer. Now, as Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the Gemara wants with this? The Gemara is, stop asking semantics? Or is the Gemara asking like Akasha? So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that's the way we're going to explain the Gemara. It's actually a Geshmak Toisvus if you're holding Cheshvan Ayin Sham. But the way Rashi explains the Gemara is the Gemara means to ask Akasha. Mehecha Teisa, you can darish in a Kal V'Chaymer ben Benoish Kal V'Chaymer. Mehecha Teisa, who says you have the right? B'shloich Esrei Mido is Haturin Adreshes Behem. Right? And one of them is Kal V'Chaymer. Maybe I could darish in a Kal V'Chaymer. And the Gemara holds in Svara, Vizel Kal V'Chaymer ben Kal V'Chaymer, that you could also be able to do. But to darish in a Kal V'Chaymer ben Benoish al Kal V'Chaymer, make a taste of that, something you're allowed to do. Incidentally, not to interrupt, but we always speak out from the Svar Makdoshim, that the Svar Makdoshim say that Yud Gimel Midos Haturin Adreshes Behem on Mechuvan to the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. And it's not just high level 13 Kinega 13, but they correspond to each other. The first Kinega, the first, the second Kinega, the second. And we know that the Mekubalim said that the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Haturin Adreshes Behem is Kale. And Kale, the Svar Makdoshim say, is the Mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Refuah. And that's why it's Mevur in Chassidus Svarim, the Helig B'nai Sascha, and different Svarim, that when you darshin the Kal V'Chaymer, it's a school of the Refuah. If darshin the Kal V'Chaymer is a school of the Refuah, can you imagine the Kal V'Chaymer ben Kal V'Chaymer? And can you imagine the Kal V'Chaymer ben Benoish Kal V'Chaymer, Al Chaylum Zalon Tak in the Srap Design? You learn such a Gemara, it's mamish. Azaz school of the Rufu Azaz Gemara. That's my hergish. But either way, says the Gemara, this is not just a Kal V'Chaymer ben Kal V'Chaymer. This is a Kal V'Chaymer ben Benoish Kal V'Chaymer. And Mehecha Teisen, you could even darshan such a Kal V'Chaymer. So the Gemara says you're right. The fact that Dover Alamit be Kal V'Chaymer is Chayzer Umelamit be Kal V'Chaymer. The fact that a Dover Alamit Kal V'Chaymer is Chayzer Umelamit Kal V'Chaymer can't be learned out Kal V'Chaymer from Gzeira Shava. Because Gzeira Shava, Gufa, I only know Kal V'Chaymer Hekish. And then it's going to be a Kal V'Chaymer, not Ben Kal V'Chaymer, but a Kal V'Chaymer Ben Benoishal Kal V'Chaymer. And Mehechet Heise, you could do that. Ella says the Gemara, Kal V'Chaymer, you have to say the Kal V'Chaymer is not from Gzeira Shava. Where's the Kal V'Chaymer from? If you're holding Cheshbon, you can get this by heart. It's from Hekish. Ma Hekish. She'enu Lamed Behekish. Ma Dache Hekish, which can't be learned out from a Hekish. How do I know that? Imidirava. We don't even have to touch at this point in the sugya. Kal V'Chaymer, hello, made me hekish. Midatana de Vei Rabbi Yishmael. Didn't she allow me to Kal V'Chaymer? Vizel Kal V'Chaymer. Ben Kal V'Chaymer, which is something that you're allowed to darshan. So you're right, the Kal V'Chaymer can't be from Gzeira Shava, which I know Kal V'Chaymer from Hekish. The Kal V'Chaymer is directly from Hekish. If it's directly from Hekish, then it's very good. Then it's just the Kal V'Chaymer, Ben Kal V'Chaymer. We cut out the middleman. So if you cut out the middleman, this is a regular Kal V'Chaymer, Ben Kal V'Chaymer. And if it's a regular Kal V'Chaymer, Ben Kal V'Chaymer, so if that's the case, that's something you're allowed to do. So what's the bottom line? Dover Alamit B'Kal V'Chaymer, could it be Chayzim Alamit B'Kal V'Chaymer? And the Teretz is, yes. So what do we still have left in the Kal V'Chaymer category? Dover Alamit B'Kal V'Chaymer, could it be Malami D'Binyanav? Or could it not be Malami B'Binyanav? Says the Gemara, Dover Alamit B'Kal V'Chaymer, Ma'ay Shalami B'Binyanav. A Dover Alamit B'Kal V'Chaymer, could it be Chayzer Malami B'Binyanav? Or could it not be Chayzer Malami B'Binyanav? Rabbi Yirmi said, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. And this raya is from a Mishnah L'Kamon, Daf Samech Tesamar Aleph. So one piece of background information for this Mishnah, and that is that we know, whenever you talk about a Nevela, right? Nevela is an animal that is dead but didn't have a kosher shechita. Torah says you're not allowed to eat from the meat of that animal. So in the world of Machalas Asuras, Nevela features very prominently. But we know that Nevela is also an avatoma. It's a form of toma. If somebody comes in contact with a Nevela, he now will become toma. It's just like a mace is a source of toma, and a sheretz is a source of toma, and a mitzayra, nida, zavzav, right? There's different types of toma. So a Nevela is tome as well. In fact, it's a tome chamura. It's metame b'magim b'masa. In the world of tome, it's actually a high-ranking form of tome. So nevela is machalas asuris on the one hand. It's also a form of tome. What about a nivlas oif? So what we need for our sugya is that the nevela of an oif tahar, the halacha is metama, but it's metama in a very unique way. It's metama bebeis ablia. So in the event that somebody eats this nevela, which he wasn't allowed to, because you're not allowed to eat nevela, but if somebody ate the nivlas oif tahar, then the halacha is, it's going to be metama now, bebeis ablia. What's going on in this mishnah is, what happens if somebody shechts an animal, then imtzes treifa, right? So somebody shechts an animal, you found out that the animal that you shechted was a treifa. Can't eat the animal. The question is the shechita mitahir the animal from the tumas nevela or not? Similar shaila, what would be if somebody shechts an oif? Would it be mitahir it from the tumas nevela? If somebody did malika in the beis hamikdash with a chatas oif or an oilas oif, and then it was nimtzes treifa, would it be mitahir it al koponim from the tumas nevela? Now, Avadi can't eat it in all these cases. The reason is because forget about treifa, it's a nevela. I'm sorry, forget about nevela, it's a treifa. So you wonder if you'd be able to eat it, Avadi you wouldn't be able to eat it. But the question is, from the standpoint of the tumas nevela, what's the halacha? It's a big machloikis tanam. That's what's going on in that mishnah. Come on, we'll just go through the relevant parts. Says the mishnah, malak, what would be if the kohen did malika with an oivah sa'if, with a chata sa'if, and an imtzes treifa? And then it turns out that this oif was a treifa. Rameir says, "Ein metama bebeis ablia." The halach is, it's not metama bebeis ablia. Why is it not metama bebeis ablia? Because in as much as the animal's a treifa, and the malika is not being machshered to go on the mizbeach, it's not being machshered lachila, but at the same time, it is considered a malika, and being that it's a malika, it's not a nevela, and if it's not a nevela, so it's not going to be metama. What type of tumah would it ordinarily be metama? It's an oif tar. It would be metama bebeis ablia. Says Rameir, ain't a metam beis ablia. Rabbi Yehuda, who this says metam beis ablia? No, it is going to be metam beis ablia. Rameir said, "Kal v'chaymer." I know that the malika of the oif treifa is not metam beis ablia via kal v'chaymer. Man nivlas behema, madach din avel of a behema. Shem metam b'magu b'mas, whose tumah is a more chomer diga tuma. The nevela of a behema we said is metamba b'maga b'mas, which we said is a high ranking form of tuma. Yet shchitasa mitaheres treifasa mitufas mitumasa. Remeir shita is that if you shecht a behema and it's nimsus treifa, the halach is that even though you're not allowed to eat it, but hamia, it's not going to be tame. So nivlas oif, as it relates to the nevela of oif, she'ena metamba b'maga b'masa, whose tuma is not so chomer because it's not metamba b'maga b'masa. It's only metamba beis ablia. Ain't no din. So certainly the halach is that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to shecht, now this oif, the halach is it's going to be tired from it treifa. And went Rameir Vaiter, and he said, "Ma motzinu, just like you find b'shchita, shemachsharta b'achila, mitaheres treifasa mitumasa, just like shchita, which has the ability by chulin in a knife to be machsharit b'achila. What's the halacha that if you did the shchita and it was nimsis treifa, mitaheres treifasa mitumasa, ha miya, it's going to be considered a shchita regarding tumah. So af malika, so to malika shemachsharta b'achila, which has the ability to be machshar b'achila when it's a situation where it's kachin, certainly tatar treifasa mitumasa. There's no question that it's going to have the ability to go ahead and be metar treifasa mitumasa. So says Rameir, I hold that molak v'nimtzas treifa ain't a metama v'beis ablia. And you know, I know it based on a kal v'chomer and a mamatzin. What's the kal v'chomer and the mamatzin? So the piece of information that we start with is, the starting point of this cheshbon is, that shchitas behema is mitaher, a treifa, from Tumas Mago Masa. So if somebody shechts a behemah schulin and it turns out that it was a treifa, the halacha is that as much as you're not allowed to eat the basar of this behemah, but at the same time there's not going to be any tumas nevela. Well, if it's true for shechitas behemah, kal v'chomer has to be true for shechitas oif. If it's true for shechitas behemah, kal v'chomer has to be true for shechitas oif. What's the kal v'chomer that it has to be true for shechitas oif as well? Because the tumas nevela of shechitas oif is less chomer than the of the behemah. The behemah is metame b'maga b'masa, which is a tumah chamura, as opposed to oif, it's only metame based apliya. And if it's true for shechita soif, mamotzino, which would be true for malika soif as well. So just like shechita soif would be metire from tumas nevela, so to malika soif would be metire based apliya. Says Rameir, hence my opinion, my deya, and that is malak v'nim says treifa ain't a metame based apliya. The halach is that it's not going to be metame based apliya. Again, how do I know it? I know mamotzino because shechita soif is not metame based apliya, and how do I know shechita soif is ain't a metame? I know it. Kal v'chomer from shechitas behemah. That's not metame based apliya. Now, there's one kasha. If it's bothering you, it's a good kasha. Tais asks that why do I have to learn melikas oif from shechitas oif, and then shechitas oif from shechitas behemah? Just like I learned shechitas oif directly from shechitas behemah, why can't I learn melikas oif also directly from shechitas behemah? Meaning, we're saying that the fact that Malikas Oif is not Metama is a Dover Halameid Bekal V'chaymer being Chayzer Malambe B'mamatzino, which is a huge deal, right? You think? But Mechatesi, you need that. Maybe you could just cut out the middleman. Maybe I can learn Malikas Oif directly from Shechitas Behema with the same exact Kal V'chaymer that I learned Shechitas Oif from Shechitas Behema. It's a good kasha. Tosis works with this kasha. But Al-Kopanim, Rameir's Shita seems to be that Malak V'nim says Trefe in a Matam Beis Apliya. I know Mamatzinu from Shechitas Oif, which I know Kal V'chaymer from Shechitas Behema. Hence, I have a makar that Dover Halamit Bekal V'chaymer is Chayzim Alamit B'vinyanat. Now, the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi is a shita that we don't need for right now. Dayak in Nivlas Behema Teira Sheshchitasa Mitarasa V'loy Milikasa. Rabbi Yossi holds that at the end of the day, there's no way you can learn Malika from Shechitas Oif, and the reason is because how do I know Shechitas Oif? I know from Shechitas Behema, and by Shechitas Behema there's no such musag as Malika. So you're going to run into a dire problem. Dire love him and I didn't leave his kenotan. Because if you're going to want to now take Shechitas Oif, which I know Kal V'chomer from Shechitas Behema, and extend it to a Malika, you're going to say, one second, by Shechitas Behema you don't find the musag of Malika, so you're going to run into dire love him and I didn't leave his kenotan. Even though this is another leg of the trip, right? Shechitas Oif Chulin has no dayoy problem if you want to learn it straight from Shechitas Behema Chulin. But the minute you're going to apply it further via Mamatzinu to Malikas Oif, you're running into dayoy. Again, this is the sugi l'kamand of Samach Tesem et al. But the ray is from who? The ray is from Meir. The Yisni Rameir had no problem with the fact that you Dover Alam and Kal V'chomer because of Mamatzinu. Even Rabbi Yossi, he just says this dayoy problem. But the Ikur Nekuda, that it's a Dover Alam and Kal V'chomer because of Mamatzinu, nobody seems to have a problem with it. And if that's the case, this would seem to be a good raya, but the Gemara is doichid, and the Gemara says, v'lohi, there's no raya. Now, there's a big shayla, how to be goyrus this next words of the Gemara. We'll read it the way we have it inside. V'lohi, tahavehi, meshchita, techulin, ka'asyon. What does this mean? So Baruch Hashem, there's a Rashi. It's the top Rashi on the Amid, and Rashi says that the only way to really appreciate what this line of Gemara means, you have to learn a Gemara, the Kamon and Daf Samech Tes on the base. The sneak preview to that Gemara, the part of it that we need for right now is, the Gemara over there says that really the Yesod of Shitas Rameir is based on a Limud. This Rameir is actually based on a Pasuk. In other words, you're telling me that you see from Rameir's Halacha, Dover Lom, Kabel Chemes, Chayz Malam, Vinyanav, you're assuming that Rameir had no other makar. This is probably his shtekel Torah. Now, Rameir rather said it, right? It's Amar Rameir, Kavl Chaymer, Mamutzinu. But if you go through the Maskonas HaGemara, at the end of the day, the Gemara brings a pasuk, stating that, the way Rashi is goyrus, the Gemara says, that really, if you look at the sugya later, you're going to see that it's based on a makar. Aber, tahavihi, noniach, what you're assuming in the kasha. No niach, that when you're holding a daf nun aleph, you don't know yet about daf samach tes. So you want to tell me that Rameir is not really based on a limud, and Rameir is based on what he sounds like he's based on. And that is what? You still can't learn anything. You know why? Because mishchita dechulim ka'asyan. Because at the end of the day, what is this mamutzinu? What is this kal v'chomer? You want to learn malika sa'if from where? From Shchitas Oif. That's Chulin. And Shchitas Oif you learn from where? From Shchitas Behema, which is Chulin. This is not a Dover Halomi Bekavuchim, Rechazim Alam Vinyanav Bekachim. It's Bechulin. And being that it's Bechulin, this is not going to be a problem. Now, that was like this. At first glance, you would say, this even has nothing to do with the Manda Amar that holds Basalamid Azli and the Manda Amar that holds Basalamid Azli. Right? This has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rav Papa and Mazuch Breder Amari on Daf Nun Amar Aleph. Why? Because everybody agreed that you need that the last Lamid and Malamid should both be Kachem. The Shaila was Basa Malamid Azlina. Do you need even the original, the Zayda? Do you need him to be Kachem or he could be Chulin, right? That was the Shaila over here. But in terms of the last Lamid and Malamid, right now, I'm going to learn a Mamatsinu, Lamid Lamid. Do I need those both to be Kachem? Of course, everybody seemingly holds that you would need that those two in Yanam should be Kachem. And over here, you don't have that. Because the final product is Taka Kachem, Malika Saif, that's a very Kachem de Galacha, but it's learned out from Shchita Saif, which is Chulin. So the last Lamid, forget the original Malamid. The second Malamid, for sure has to be Kachem. That's true, Alibi the Kuliyama. That's not something you have over here. And if that's the case, the Gemara is being Doich, Alibi the Kuliyama. Stating that, if you go through that Rashi, the first Rashi in the Yom, at the end of Rashi, Rashi says, Mefurish. Rashi, Ulaman de Lesle, the Rapapa. According to the Mandama, that doesn't hold like Rapapa. That what? You have to go Basa Malamid as well? Well, over here, you don't have Basa Malamid as Linon. In other words, it sounds like from Rashi, Rashi learns that the Gemara's Dicha was really Tali in that Machloikis on Daf Nun Amar Aleph. Which would mean then that the way Rashi here is understanding the Machloikis on Daf Nun Amar Aleph of Basa Malamid as Linon is the Mandama that holds Basa Malamid as Linon holds. You just need that the final product should be Kachem. The Mandama was Basa Malamid as Linon. He would hold that you need even the second Malamid. As it relates to the first Malamid, it sounds like maybe that's also included in that Mandama that holds Basa Malamid as Linan. But I'll call upon him, from the way Rashi learns here on Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, the Manda Omar that holds Basa Lamid as Linan, Yutaka wouldn't even need the second Malamid to be Kachem. This is a Chiddush, Shid Bukubetzas Linan Zigamar, not that way, Ayin Shum, but the bottom line is, this is what would emerge. So what's the recap of the Kal V'Chomer segment of today's Daf? Dover Alamid be Kal V'Chomer. Could it be Chayzer Malamid be Hekish? It's totally in a machlokes. It's totally in whether you hold like Rav Papa or Mazucha Breder Amari on Daf Nun Amar Aleph. It's totally in whether you hold Basa Lamid Azlinon, Basa Malamid Azlinon. If you hold like Rav Papa and you hold Basa Lamid Azlinon, then there is a Kal V'Chomer to be had from Gzeira Shava. And if that's the case, just like Gzeirah Shava could be Chayzer Malamid Behekish, then certainly Kal V'Chomer could be Chayzer Malamid Behekish. If, however, you hold like Mazucha Breder Amari, that I don't know if Gzeirah Shava could be Chayzer Malamid Behekish, well then I don't know if Kal V'Chomer could be Chayzer Malamid Behekish. Everybody holds that a Kal V'Chomer could be Chayzer Malamid be Gzeirah Shava. Everybody holds that Dover Alamid be Kal V'Chomer could be Chayzer Malamid be Kal V'Chomer. How do I know that? I know that, of course, from a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer, not a Kal V'Chomer ben Benoishel Kal V'Chomer. And as it relates to whether or not a Dover Alamid be Kal V'Chomer could be Chayzer Malamid be Binyanav, what emerges L'Chayra from the Maskana of the Gemara is, certainly the way Rav Rishonim learned the Gemara, what emerges is that we have no Hechacha. We thought we had a Raya from Reb Meir in the Mishnah regarding Malak Venimsa's Trefa, but at the end of the day, we actually have no Heichacha one way or the other. So we're almost done. We're up to the final and really by far easiest leg of this sugya. So what's the last part that we still need to address? And that is Dover Alamid Bivinyanav. Could it be Chayzim Alamid Behekish? Could it be Chayzim Alamid Bigzer Shava? Could it be Chayzim Alamid Bikav Chaymer? Could it be Chayzim Alamid Bivinyanav? Says the Gemara. The Gemara speaks this out. All Bak Tzainer. Dover Alamid Bivinyanav. Now she Alamid Behekish Bigzer Shava Bikav Chaymer Bivinyanav. Says the Gemara. Poshet mi achada. So three of them we're not going to know. So, right, it's good news and bad news. The bad news is we don't know. The good news is we don't know. So we can go right there. But regardless, three of them we don't know, so we don't even have to talk about it. One of them we do know, and there's a hachra. Which one? So I'm going to give it away. Spoiler alert. Dover halamid bevinyan av. The Gemara thinks now that it knows whether it could be chayzer malamid bevinyan av. That's the one that the Gemara feels pashut miyachada, at least one we should be able to be pashut. Okay, so what is this pshitus from? It's from the sugya of im alu lo yerdu. So we know that a dover pasul is not allowed to be put on the mizbech. If, however, it touches the mizbech, mikadosh asaroy loy, sometimes yeah, sometimes not, right? Different psulim, but there is a concept of im alu lo yerdu. So the context of this halacha that we're discussing right now is im alu lo yerdu. Amru, why did Chazal say lam bedan kosher? Why is it that if you have dam that was nifsal belina, right? Dam becomes pasul by shkia sacham. So if you have dam that was nifsal belina and then it touched the mizbeach, so the halacha is it's kosher. It's not kosher lechatchil to put on the mizbeach. Rashi says im alu lo yerid, that if you put it on the mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. So why did Chazal say the lam is kosher, shari lombe murin kosher? The reason is because the din is alu la yerid when it comes to emurin. So if it's alu la yerid by the emurin, so too alu la yerid by the dam. What is this? It's a mamatzino. If it's the way it is by dam, it's the way it is by the emurim as well. Lombe emurin kosher. Had it Chazal know that lombe emurim is kosher, shari lombe baser kosher, because lombe baser is kosher. Now, what does it mean lombe baser is kosher? So Rashi says it's referring to the baser of a shlomim. If you shech the carbon shlomim and you leave the baser overnight, it doesn't become pasul. Why doesn't it become pasul? Because you're allowed to eat the baser for 2 days and a night. I have a whole nother day to eat it. So it's pasul that baser shlomim doesn't become nifsal belina. As a result, lon bebaser is kosher. If lon bebaser is kosher, lon beimurim is kosher. If lon beimurim is kosher, lon bedan is kosher. Let's stop right here. So you see over here, when it comes to kachin, dover halamed, the binyanav, can be chayz malam binyanav. Right? It's pretty straightforward. From the fact that I could learn lon bedan from lon beimurim and lon beimurim from lon bebaser, that's a double binyanav. Dover halamed bebinyanav is chayz malamed bebinyanav. We interrupted the program. Let's continue now with the words of the Tana. Yoytze, what about Yoytze? How did Chazal know that if you have something that's psul Yoytze and it goes on the Mizbech, talach is a malu lo yerid, hayov Yoytze kasha bebama? It's because by Obama there's no psul Yoytze, right? Because there's no machna, there's no mechitzes when it comes to Obama. So if there's no psul Yoytze when it comes to Obama, there's no psul Yoytze when it comes to a carbon either. Tomei, how do you know that talach is a malu lo yerid when it comes to the psul tuma? Hayov hote bavayid a sibur, because you find the kula when it comes to tuma. Tuma hutshu betzibur, tuma tchoye betzibur. So that's a kula. Chutzlis manoi, how do you know that if you have pigul, you have a chutzlis manu dig a carbon that locks the malu lo yerid, being that we know that a carbon pigul requires a ritzui, ritzas pasul, but hayu meratzel pigul, that's why it's a malu lo yerid. Chutzlim kaimai, how do you know chutzlim kaimai? Hayu buhokish lo chutzlis manai. There's no ritzas pasul when it comes to chutzlim kaimai, but we know there's a hekish between chutzlim kaimai and chutzlis manai. So it's hokish lo chutzlis manai. Shekib lupsum of zarku daman. How do you know that in the event that apostle did the kabbalah, apostle did the zrika, that lock is also a malu lo yerid? So the Gemara says, I know it because it's negeya only behanach psul de chazal avoidus sib. It's negeya only avoidus that our chazal avoidus sibur, meaning not avoidus. It's negeya hanach psulim, right? It's negeya only psulim that our chazal avoidus sibur. There's certain psulim you could do when it comes to a carbon sibur. What type of psulim? Tumma, right? Because tumma hutcha betzibur, tumma tchuy betzibur. So over there again, you have the same idea that it's hutta b'avoida sibur, right? Originally, we were talking about tummy where the carbon is tummy. Here, we're talking about where tummy did the avoida. Shekiblu psulim, v'zarku psulim. It's the same hoyu v'hutta l'avoida sibur, meaning that it's hutta l'avoida sibur. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, that what do you see from here? You see from here, l'chayra, right? You see from here, l'chayra, that you see from here that Dover Alame Bevinyanav can be Chayzer Malame Bevinyanav. Where do I see it from? Which part of this halacha? From Lon. Lon be Dan from Lon be Murim, Lon be Murim from Lon be Basar. Now, there's a Machalik Rishonim had a fear ois this Gemara. We're going to learn it the way Rav Rishonim slash Achreinim learn it. And that is, the Gemara says 1 second. V'chidon and Dover Shalei Be'achsheri Midover Shebe'achsheri. Could you learn a Dover Shalei Be'achsheri from a Dover Shebe'achsheri? This whole limud over here, specifically learning Lon Bedan from Lon Be'emurim and Lon Be'emurim from Lon Be'basner, is very hard to comprehend. And the reason is, because what was the the Zayda of this drasha? What was the original Melamed of this drasha? Lamba Basar. Lamba Basar doesn't have Solina because it's mitzvah sebekach. You're allowed to eat the shlama for 2 days. And being that you're allowed to eat the shlama for 2 days, it's not subject. So says the Gemara, could you learn a davar shleibach sheir from a davar shleibach sheir? Gemara says, you're right. Tana mizayis teres oyla riba samachle. That really, the makar to this is from a pasuk. It says in the teres zoyis, teres ha'oyla, and the Gemara in Perek Mizbech Mekadosh, darshin zoyis, darshin's teres, darshin's ha'oyla. A lot of drushes going on over here. And really, all these halachas are predicated on these drushes. Being that they're predicated on these drushes, the whole limud is like an asmach debam. It's not a real limud. And being that it's not a real limud, so it's for that reason it doesn't bother me so much that how you're learning a davar shaloi bech sheiroi from a davar shabech sheiroi, because at the end of the day, this whole limud is just a davar shalmabakach. It wasn't such a limud in the first place. And it's for that reason it's not okay. Zogin reiv rishonim and achreidim. If that's the case, what's the maskana of Gemara? You can't be machri anything. If the Gemara just said that Tana Mizoyis Teres Oyla Riba Samachle, it's coming really from Limudim, and it's not something that's Mefurish a drasha. The drasha is only an Asmach Tabalmo. If the drasha is only an Asmach Tabalmo, that means there's really no Lima to be had. If there is no Lima to be had, then merely you can't learn anything. And if that's the case, the Gemara said, "What's the halacha? Dover Alame B'Vinyanav? Could it be Chayzim Alame B'Hekish?" We said poshut mi achada, maskana, even that chada, even that one, you can't be poshut. And as promised, this was the easiest leg of this sugya. So when it comes to davar alam v'binyanav, could it be chayzim alami? The answer is I don't know. We don't know it. If it could be chayzim alami behekish, we don't know if it could be chayzim alami gzeir shava. We don't know if it could be chayzim alami bekal v'chaymer, and we don't know if it could be chayzer umalami b'binyanav. It would maybe make sense to Chazer, what we just did. But I think we're going to go weiter. Time is of the essence. Moving along, so we can take a exhale now for real, because we're on to the next Cheshbon de Gesugya. So we're turning back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah began, feels like a long time ago. Ezel mekoyman shal zvachin. Specifically, parvis hashem akipurim shchitasim betzaf. The kibud daman bekli sharas betzaf. V'daman ta'un hazoya al ben habadim v'al aparoiches v'al mizbeach hazav v'atana achas mehem me'akeves. And this is the part of the mission we need. Shiare adam hayeshoyfech al yisoid marav yishal mizbeach achitzay. Any shirayim that was left over, they would pour on the yisoid maravi on the mizbeach achitzay. So first things first, what exactly is the yisoid? So we know there was a little platform on the bottom of the mizbeach. It went on two sides of the mizbeach. It went on the Meiriv side of the Mizbeach, and it went on the Tzofin side of the Mizbeach. Mizruch and Dorim did not have any Yisoid. That's the first thing that we have to know. What's Shirayim? Leftover Dam. What does it mean, leftover Dam? The Kohen did the Zrikas, the Da'as. So there's still some leftover Dam. Can't just take the leftover Dam and pour it down the sink. There's an Avodah that had to be done with it. The Avodah is called Shvich HaShirayim. Shvich HaShirayim is a real Avodah. Is it makiv? Is it not makiv? But it's a real avoid. And it had to be poured in a specific place. Where was it poured? So the Mishnah says, as it relates to these chatois, it was poured on the side of the mizbech. So not on the mizbech proper. That's where you did the zrikas. You did it on that little platform on the bottom. You did it on the side of the mizbech. Which side? It was done on the side of Maravi. That's where it was done. On the western side. Now just if you're trying to visualize it. So in this case, right, we're talking about the par and the So the hazoyos were all done inside the heichal. So the kohen, or in this case the kohen gadol, he's exiting the heichal and he's walking now towards the mizbeach achitzayin, the mizbeach ha'oila, and he's going to do the shvich hashirayim. Now, when you're walking from the heichal into the azara, you're traveling mairuf to mizrach, which means which part of the mizbeach are you going to encounter first? The Meirif part, right? You're going west to east, so the first part of the Mizbeach that's going to hit you is the western part of the Mizbeach, right? That's just simple math. So the western part of the Mizbeach is the part that's going to hit you first. If the mitzvah of Shvich HaShirayim was to pour it on the western part, well then, clearly, it's the first Yesoid that hits the Kohen Gadol. We'll see, that's part of the Cheshbon here in the Sugya. Another thing that we need to mention is that the mitzvah of Shvich HaShirayim, Kipshutai, we're saying Kipshutai because it's a machlokes rishonim, but Kipshutai was negei all karbonis. All karbonis had a mitzvah of Shvich HaShirayim. Stating that the Torah doesn't mention Shvich HaShirayim by all karbonis. The Torah mentions the mitzvah of Shvich HaShirayim by one karbon, by the karbon chatas. stating that and mentions it several times by the Karmel Chattas. In fact, if you go through the Chattas segment of Parshas Vayikra, five times the Torah mentions the concept of Shtich HaShirayim. The Torah mentions it by the Parkoy Mashiach. The Torah mentions it by the Paralam Davashal Tzibor. The Torah mentions it by the Sawyer that the Nasi brought. And then the Torah mentions it by the Chattas Yachid. Sai if he chose to bring a Kizba, and Sai if he chose to bring a Seira. So by all those Chattas, the Torah mentions Shtich HaShirayim. Okay, another observation, and this is going to lead right into the Gemara, that three of the five times that the Torah mentions, this is the less cheshmendig part of the sugi, by the way, three of the five times that the Torah mentions Shvich HaShirayim, the Torah says mefurish that you have to do it on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaOyva. That's what the Torah says. You do it on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaOyva. The other two times, it says just do it on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. Three times the Torah emphasizes Mizbeach HaOyva. Which three times the same as Mizbeach HaOyva? The fancy chatois, the parkoy mashiach, the param davar shal tzibur, and the sir nasli. As it relates to the regular mundane, the regular ordinary man on the street, the chatos yachid, be it a kizbor, a seira, there it just says that you should do the shvich hashirayim on the mizbeach. One last thing, what does it mean mizbeach ha'oila? So again, we know this, but there were two mizbeachos, right? There was one mizbeach that was in the azara, very often referred to as the mizbeach hachitzoin. There was another mizbeach that was in the heichal, very often referred to as the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But these two Mizbeaches have different names, they wear different hats, depending on the sugya, right? So the Mizbeach HaChitzoin was called the Mizbeach HaChitzoin because it's on the outside of the Heichal. It's also referred to as the Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it was made of kippur, right? It was made of copper. It's also referred to as the Mizbeach HaOyla because it's where all the Haktaris were brought, it's where most of the Zrikas were brought, it's for sure where the Karban Oyla was brought, but the bottom line is, it's also referred to as the Mizbeach HaOyla. The Mizbeach that was in the Heichal is the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It was made of gold, so it's called the Mizbeach HaZav, and the Iker thing that was brought on it was the Ktaris. Not the only thing, because there were certain Hazayas that were done, but the Iker was the Ktaris. Henceforth, it's referred to also as the Mizbeach HaKtaris. Again, five mentions of Rhyme all by the Chatos. Three times it says Mizbeach HaOyla, implying that it has to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The other two times it simply says Mizbeach. Why do we need all these psukim and all these mentions? And Amol Oyla, yeah, Amol Oyla, not. This is the balance of the sugya that's going to go right into tomorrow's stuff. Says the Gemara, Shiari Adam Vechulu. My time of what? Right? We just said a lot. Says the Gemara, my taima, el yisoid, my refu. How do you know that the Shvich HaShirayim had to be on the western yisoid? Maybe instead of it being on the western yisoid, it should be on the northern yisoid. So again, we said the yisoid is only on two sides of the mizbeach. It's only on Mairiv and Sofen, but Maitaimo Mehechetesi, that it was on the Yisoid HaMarovi, like the Mishnah says. Maybe it's in the other one, says the Gemara Amakra. It's because the Pasuk says regarding the Parakoyim Mashiach, El Yisoid Mizbach Ho'oilo Asher Pesach Oyel Moye. Oh, so we know which Yisoid is. It's the one that's facing the entranceway of the Oyel Moed. Who the Pagam Ereisho? And which one is facing the entranceway of the Oyel Moed? It's the Mairiv side. Perfect. That's, you know, it has to be on the Yisoid HaMarav. Itanu Rabbanan. El Yisoid Mizbach Oyla. It says that the Shvich HaShirayim by the Par Koyim Moshiach had to be on the Yisoid of the Mizbach Oyla. We learn from there, V'lo Yisoid Mizbeach HaPnimi, that it had to be Davka on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Oyla as opposed to on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There was a Yisoid in the Mizbeach HaPnimi? No, but we only know it because the Torah again said Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla. In real time, if you're being Mavis Sedra and you're holding Perek Dal Pasuk Zayin and you're handling the Parakim Mashiach, you wouldn't know that yet. So right now, Ke'ilu Fino, we know, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure, could be this Yisoid in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Torah says, a Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla, not in the same Mizbeach HaPnimi. It says a second time, El Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla, and that is says by the Parhelm Dabba Shal Tzibur, that's to teach me, Ein Lo Yisoid L'Pnini Atzmai, that there was no Yisoid in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And then Tzimdritamol Zuchaloi, by the Son Nasi, it says again, El Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla, and we learn from there, Ten Yisoid, the Mizbeach Shal Oyla, which means that any carbon that was brought requires Shvich HaShirayim on the Mizbeach HaOyla. So not only the Chatos, which is where it says it, but really it's true for all the different Karbanos as well, Ten Yisoid the Mizbeach HaOyla, that you're always going to do Shvich HaShirayim. Oh yeah, no, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe what it means is, Ela Mizbecha Shal Oyla Yeheliyasite, maybe what the Pasuk is saying, that third mention of El Yisoid Mizbach HaOilah, is coming to tell me a different halacha. Maybe it's coming to tell me that Mizbach HaOilah should be Liyasoid, meaning maybe it's not even teaching me a halacha regarding Shvicha Shirayim, but rather what it's coming to teach me is that the Iker Zerika of the Karbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon would have to be on the Chelik of the Mizbeach that has a Yesod, right? Maybe this last mention of Mizbeach HaOil, which is coming to be Marba something, is not coming to be Marba Shvicha Shirayim to Shar Karbanos, but maybe what it's coming to be Marba is that there's a din that the Zrika, the Iker Zrika, has to be on a chelik of the Mizbeach that's connected to the Yisoid. Meaning, just like the Shvicha Shirayim has to be on the Yisoid, maybe the original Zrika also has to be in an area that's Mechum and connected to the Yisoid. I'm a Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel said, I don't need a Pasuk for that, because I would know that Kal V'chaimer. Meaning, I know, you're right, the halacha you're saying is good, that the Iker Zrika has to be connected to the Yisoid, and that chelik of the Mizbeach. But I don't need a Pasuk for that. Something I can know from a Kal V'chaimer. What's the Kal V'chaimer? From Shirayim. Ma Shirayim she'im mechaprin. Tu'unin Yesoid. Ma dach Shirayim, which is not mechaper, requires Yesoid. Where do you pour the Shirayim? Not only on the chelik of the Mizbeach that has the Yesoid, but on the Yesoid itself. So tchilas oyla shemechaperes, the initial zrika of an oyla, let's say, right? The initial zrika in oydin shatuni Yesoid, certainly it would have to be on the chelik of the Mizbeach that requires Yesoid. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, I'm going to tweak the Kal V'chaimer a little bit differently. Ma Shirayim she'im mechaprin ve'im bon lekapara tuni Yesoid. So it's the same Kal V'chaimer with one oysafa. Ma dach Shirayim she'im mechaprin. Those were the words of Rabbi Yishmael. But he's adding, also ve'im bon lekapara, also not bon lekapara. Tuni Yesoid requires Yesoid. Tchilas oyla shemichaperes, that is mechaper, uba likapara. Not only is it mechaper, it's also uba likapara. What does that mean? The Gemara will talk about this. Eino yidin shetuni yisoid, sincerely it should require yisoid. Imkei matam aloim el yisoid mizbach oyla. So then what does el yisoid mizbach oyla come to teach me? To teach me that the ikus rika has to be connected to yisoid, that not. What's me? It's coming to teach me ten yisoid the mizbecha shal oyla. It's coming to teach me that the din of Shvicha Shirayim is true not only about the Karban Chatas, but it's true for Shar Karbanos as well. Ten Yisoyim Mizbeach Shaloylo, all the Karbanos require a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. So the bottom line is, going back to the Braisa, it says El Yisoyim Mizbeach Shaloylo three times. It says it by the Parakoy Mashiach, it says it by the Parakoy Mdavash Al Tzibur, and it says it by the Sir Nasi. And the question is, why does the Torah have to tell it to me three times? And the Gemara answered. The Gemara said that the first El Yisoyim Mizbeach Shaloylo teaches me that it has to be on the Mizbeach HaOila, not the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Because I had just said, Yisoid HaMizbeach, I would have thought Mizbeach HaPnimi. And by the way, we're talking about the Parakoy Mashiach, whose Iker Din Zrika was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So I certainly could have thought that the Shvicha Shirayim should also be on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Kamash Balon, nah. The second mention of Yisoid Mizbeach HaOila, that it says by the Parakoy Mdavash HaTzib is coming to teach me, there's not even a Yisoid by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Which, by the way, once I know the second Drasha, it makes the first one not relevant anymore, right? But I only know the second one after I have the first one. I mean, once I know there's no Yisoid in Mizbeach HaPnimi, what do I need the first drush anymore? True, it's a get the kasha. But at the same time, it's a klutz kasha, because I only know the second one once I know the first one. And finally, the last mention of the Yisoid Mizbeach HaOilo is coming to teach me Tein Yisoid the Mizbeach HaShaloilo, that all karbonis have a mitzvah of Shvich Shalai. Maybe it's coming to teach me that the Iker Din Zrika has to be on the Chelik on the Mizbeach HaNegad HaYisoid. That I know anyways. That I know Kal V'chaimer of Shvich Shalai. By the way, just to close the loop, just to mention one point. When the Gemara is suggesting that maybe the whole Din Zrika has to be connected to Yisoid, that's what the last mention of El Yisoid Mizbeach HaOilo is coming to teach me. The Gemara says, I don't need that, I know Mikal V'chaimer. That's not true for all Karbanos, right? Mashal Chatas. Chatas had to be on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So you're going to have a Chelok of the Mizbeach, that's not going to have a Yisoid. It's Negei the Oila, really. That's where it's Negei. And in fact, if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara said, Amr Rabbi Shmuel Kal V'chaimer, Mashi Rayin She'im Mechapen Tuni Yisoid, Tchilas Oilo She'mechaperes, Ein Eidin She'tuni Yisoid. It's going to play itself out more in tomorrow's daf, but again, just to be accurate. Either way, says the Gemara. So these are the three drashas that we learn from the three mentions of El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo, says the Gemara. Amar Mar. El Yisoid Mizbeach Oilo, V'lo Yisoid Mizbeach HaPnimi. What was the first drasha? It says El Yisoid Mizbeach And it's coming to teach me that it has to be on the Mizbech Oila as opposed to Mizbech HaPnimi. Again, in real time, at this point of the Braisa, we think maybe there is a Yisoid in the Mizbech HaPnimi, but the Drush is coming to tell me that that's not where it's supposed to be. Faith the Gemara, how do you know that? In real time, if you think there might be a Yisoid in the Mizbech HaPnimi, how do you know that when it says Mizbech Oila, it's coming to tell me Davka Mizbech Oila as opposed to Mizbech HaPnimi? Maybe what the Pasuk is coming to tell me is Legufe, that if you want to do it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, you have a right to do it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Why would you think not? Because being that the Iker HaZoyos were in the Hechel, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, wherever you do the Iker HaZoyos, so that's where I have to do the Shvich HaShurayim as well. So maybe HaMibayle Legufe, not to be mafkia anything, just to be marbe this itself, to tell me that if you want to do the HaZoy on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or in the Mizbech HaChitzin, that's something you're allowed to do. But the Gemara says, no, it's not true, because Me'asher Pesach HaYomoyed Nafka. The Pasuk says you do it Asher Pesach HaYomoyed. Asher Pesach HaYomoyed is already a ribui for the Mizbech HaChitzin. I mean, if you're telling me that if I have one mention of Mizbech HaChitzin, Lav Dafka, it's being Moitzi, the Mizbech HaPnimi, it's maybe only being Marba, the Mizbech HaChitzin, well, guess what? I already have one Jerusha. Pesach HaYomoyed. Pesach HaYomoyed is the one that's on the outside, just in the direction of the entranceway to the Oyomai. So I already have a Riboy for the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. What then is this Mizbeach HaOyla coming to do? It's coming to tell me not only I can do it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, which I know from Pesach HaOyomai, but that I have to do it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Hence, in real time, that was that first drasha. El Yisoyin Mizbeach HaOyla. What was the third drasha? We skipped a second. What was the third drasha? El Yisoyin Mizbeach HaOyla. Tein Yisoyin the Mizbeach Shel Oyla. From a Dafyomi perspective, this is the easiest Amud in Shas. If you're learning in Brisk right now, if you're learning first say the kachin, maybe not so much. But either way, what does this mean? Because if you're going to tell me that what? It's just coming to teach me the Iker Halacha, Hanalamali, Kra. What do I need this pasuk for? Lishirayim, to tell me the Halacha, that the Shvicha Shirayim has to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Shirayim, if the Iker carbon was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, then it's poshut that the Shvicha Shirayim would have to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Now, the Gemara wants to know, why do I need the third mention of Mizbeach HaOyla? To tell me that the Shvicha Shirayim of that carbon has to be on the Mizbeach HaOyla, which carbon are we talking about? Do you remember? The first Mizbeach HaOyla was the Parakoy Mashiach. The second one was the Paral Davar Shel Tzibur. The third one was the Sir Nasi. The Parakoy Mashiach was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Paral Davar Shel Tzibur was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Sir Nasi was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So the Iker Korban is being brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. If the Iker Korban is being brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, there's a half a minute that the Shvicha Shirayim should maybe be on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Sounds pretty dead on arrival. The Chitayim, are you going to tell me? No. The Apach Mepach, a Geshmak Esvara. The Baroi LeGavoyi, the Gavoyi LeBaroi, right? It's a lot of fun. Maybe just like the Korbanois who's Dam, whose Ikizrika was on the Mizbech HaPnimi, Shvicha Shirayim was done on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. So maybe the carbon who was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, it's Shvicha Shirayim should be brought on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Meaning maybe when it comes to the Shvicha Shirayim, it's always Ipcha Mistab, but you always do Fakeret. Maybe that is the gather of how Shvicha Shirayim works. But the Gemara said that also doesn't work. Why? Because I ain't no Yisoy L'Pnimi Atzmei. It's a nice Avamina. But once you had the second Rasha that says there was no Yisoy on the Mizbech HaPnimi, well, then it can't be, if I had it only said Yisoyed, it means Yisoyed Mizbeach HaPnimi, because there is no Yisoyed Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? That's easy math. It's not a Dover HaLamed B'Binyanav, Chayzer Malamed B'Hakish. If there's no Yisoyed in Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Torah says pour it on the Yisoyed, it can't be pour it on the Yisoyed in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Thus, what is it coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me pour it on the Yisoyed Mizbeach HaPnimi? We just made that Shver Cheshvan. There is no Yisoyed in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So what is it coming to do? It's coming to tell me, Tein Yisoyed Le Mizbeach Chitzayin, or the Mizbeach Shal'ayla, and the halacha is that all karbanos, not only these chatois that are being discussed, mufurish here, in Perek Dalet and Sefer Vayikra, their dam had to go on the Yisoyed. We're going to go a little bit weiter. We're going to save the raid, Beis Hashem, for tomorrow. Said the Braisa weiter. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, Mizbeach Shal'ayla, Yehele Yisoyed. So again, we said, what's the third mention of El Mizbeach Ha'ayla in the Torah? It's coming to tell me that Ken Yisoid, the Mizbeach Shaloyla. But the Tanoim said Mechateisi. Maybe it's coming to teach me something. I mean, this is extra. At this point, I don't see what it's coming to tell me as relates to Shvich Shiraim of Achatos. I have no Makar. So it's coming to teach me something else. What's something else? Shar Karbonis, but the Torah doesn't mention Shvich Shiraim. Oh, yeah, no. Maybe no. Maybe what's coming to teach me is that Mizbeach Shaloyla, the Hei Liyasoid. That the Iker's Rika should have to be Liyasoid. Now, we said which carbon do you find that the Ikka's Rika has to be Liyasoid? It can't be all carbonis, right? Because the Chatas, for example, is that. But let's say the Oila, right? Let's just pick one, because it sounds like that's the one the Gemara is picking. So let's pick the Oila. So the Oila has to be, can I get you say, maybe that's what it's coming to teach me. And by the way, that would be the Lashon, Oila, right? Mizbach Oila, a play on the carbon Oila, maybe. And it's coming to tell me that the Oila's Ikka's Rika has to be Keneged HaYisai, which is the truth, by the way, right? So maybe that's what this Pasuk is coming to teach me. So the Gemara says, Mik Siv El Yisoid HaOila. El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oila Ksiv. It says El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oila. And being that it says El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'oila, can't mean that. So what does this mean? So there's a long Rashi here. Rashi says like this, that if all the Pasuk was coming to teach me was that the carbon oilos tchilas zrika has to be keneged yisoid, then it should have said that you should go ahead and you should put the dam el yisoid ha'oila, not the mizbach ha'oila. Ha'oila would mean the carbon oila. Also, it's the mizbach ha'oila. But you didn't have to mention the word mizbach ha'oila. The word mizbach ha'oila sounds like ten yisoid l'mizbeach. It's a halacha that's negeya every carbon that went on the mizbeach. And it can't be true regarding the tchilas Rika, why not? Because the Chatas already, you're dead on arrivals are crashing. Because the Chatas had to go on the four Kronos, which means that by definition, it even went on the Chelik and Mizbech. Again, the Yisoid is only on Meirav and Tzofen. It's not on Mizrach and Dorim. So by definition, it's going to end up going on a Chelik of the Mizbeach. So it can't be that all Mizbeach Oila is going to have this din, or all Domim that go on the Mizbeach Oila have this din, because it's for sure not going to be true by Chatas. So Tainas, the Gemara, how could you tell me, Oy Einoy, El Mizbeach Shal Oila Yeheli Yisoy? That would be good if it said El Yisoy the Oila. But it says El Yisoy Mizbeach Oila. I mean that it says El Yisoy Mizbeach Oila, it has to be something that's Negeya, every single carbon that goes on the Mizbeach Oila. But the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why there was such a Havamina, because Eav Iksiv El Yisoy the Oila. I'll tell you that what it means is that the tchilas zrika of the oila had to be keneged ha'yisoid. Why does it say the word mizbeach? Because had it not said the word mizbeach, havamina, I would have thought beskifa el yisoid. I would have thought that you know when you do the zrika, the tchilas zrika of the oila, so you do it on the yisoid mamish, right? I would have thought that it's literally on the yisoid. Batash the dechsev el yisoid. Now that it says El Yisoid Mizbach Oila Agaga the Yisoid. What it means is not literally on the Yisoid, but it means on the Mizbeach. So what? How's that Agaga the Yisoid? Because it's going to trickle down to the Gaga the Yisoid. So that's where it's being Niskayim the Yisoid in the Iker's Rika. But the bottom line is, had it said El Yisoid Oila, I would have thought you have to do a mamish on the Yisoid, which is not true, right? It's Lamata Michot HaSikra, but at the same time, it's not on the actual Yisoid. It's on the wall of the Mizbeach. It's a Gag of the Yisoid. It's on top of the Gag. It's going to trickle down to the Gag. And as a result, that's why the Torah had to say Mizbeach. But either way, the Gemara, again, going back to the Braisa, said, how do I know the third mention of Mizbeach, El Mizbeach, Yisoid Oila, is coming to tell me what? Is coming to tell me that all Karbonos is Shvicha Shirayim had to be on the Mizbeach Achitzo, and that is a din Shvicha Shirayim, the Shar Karbonos. Maybe it's coming to teach me the din Tchila Zrika when it comes to the Karbon Oila. So the Gemara was Doichet this Oyeinai, right? How was the Gemara Doichet? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva were both Doichet, and they were Doichet in a very similar way, in an eerily similar way. They both said that I don't need a Pasuk to teach me this Aloch, I know from a Kal V'Chaim. But Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chaim, Rabbi Kiva's Kal V'Chaim were a little bit different, right? I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was first. He said, Gag Yisoy, Lama Likra. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me Gag Yisoy. That what? That the Zrika of the oila has to be on the chelik in the mizbeach. That's kineged the gag yisoid. Because kavul chaimer, I know from a kavul chaimer. Mash yori chatos she'ina mechaperes to una gag yisoid. Madach the shirayim of a chatos. That's not mechaper requires gag yisoid. So tchilas oila she mechaperes ain't a dinshet to una gag yisoid. So the tchilas oila which is mechaperes ain't a dinshet to una gag yisoid. Right? It's the Kalvachomer, there be Yishmael mentioned the Namaral, but just adding the word, not Yisoid, Gag Yisoid, but it's mamash, the same thing. Right, Madoch Shirayim, which is not Nechaper, requires Yisoid. So certainly, the Tchilas Hazrik of Anoila, which is Mechaper, requires, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it similarly. Yomash, Yori Chata She'in Mechaperin, that's what Rabbi Yishmael said, and he adds one word. Ve'in Bo'in Lechaper. Not only is it not Mechaper, it's not even Bo'lechaper. Tuna Gag Yisoid. So Tchilas Hazrik of Mechaper is a Bo'lechaper, and it's a Tuna Gag Yisoid. Im came out, Tamaloy Me'el Yisoid, Mizbach Oilo. That's the Brisa. Says the Gemara, might be night. What is the nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel's Kavachomer and Rabbi Kiva's Kavachomer again? Rabbi Shmuel said, Madach Shirayim, which is not Mechaper, certainly Tchilas Oyla, which is Mechaper. Rabbi Akiva said, Mad Shirayim, which is not Mechaper, and it's not Baal Lechaper. What's the difference between being Mechaper and being Baal Lechaper? Doesn't sound like Rabbi Kiva is being Moisev too much on Rabbi Shmuel, so the Gemara says he is. Omer Rav Adabar Ahava, Shirayim Ma'akfin Ikebeinayu. You want to know what the nafkamina is? Whether Shirayim is Ma'akiv. Mar Sovar Ma'akvi, Umar Sovar Loi Ma'akvi. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the Shirayim, as much as it's not Bol Lechaper, it's not Mechaper, it doesn't tuif the Ritzui, but it's Ma'akiv Kapara. They mutcha, by the way. What's the difference between being Mechaper versus being Ma'akiv Kapara? If it's Ma'akiv Kapara, doesn't that by definition mean it's Mechaper, right? But either way, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Shvicha Shirayim is not a Mechaper, quote unquote, but at the very least, it's Bol Lechapara. Rabbi Akiva is Moisef. Rabbi Akiva holds the Shvicha Shirayim is not Mechaper, and it's not even Ma'akiv the Kapara. And that's that extra lashon. Rabbi Shmuel only has like a basic Kal V'chomer. He says, Madoch, Shvicha Shirayim, which is not Mechaper, requires Yisoid. Certainly, the Tchilas Rik of Anoila, which is Mechaper, requires Yisoid. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll tell it to you even better. Madoch Shirayim, which is A, not Mechaper, and it requires Yisoid. And B, it's not even Ma'akiv Kapara, and it requires Yisoid. Certainly, Tchilas Rik of Anoilo, which is a Mechaper, and certainly it's Ma'akiv Kapara, it should need Yisai, but you want to know what the Beinayu is, that's the Ikeh Beinayu. But what emerges then is, this is a Shaila, is Shirayim Ma'akiv, is Shirayim not Ma'akiv? It comes out, it's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds Shirayim is not, Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shirayim is Ma'akiv, that's when he only had a singular Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Akiva holds that Shirayim is not only not Mechaper, it's not even Bol Kapara, meaning it's not even Ma'akiv Kapara. That's why he had a double Kal V'chomer. So Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is Shirayim is Ma'akiv, that's what comes out. Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. On that, the Gemara says, Rapapa Amar Rapapa's Moisim. He's going to get the last word of today's talk. The Kuli Alma Shirayim Ein Ma'akvin. Everybody lo Olam holds that regular Shirayim is not Ma'akvin. Meaning, don't be medayik from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that globally Shirayim is always going to be Ma'akiv. You see from the Shinui HaLoshoin, the Shinui HaLanguage of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva in the Kal V'chomer, that there is a machlokes whether Shirayim is Ma'akiv or not. It's true there is, but they're arguing about a very specific type of Shirayim, whether it's Ma'akiv or not. V'hocha b'mitzui chatos ha'oif Ma'akiv kom. Where their chaylik is regarding mitzui of chatos ha'oif, mar sovar me'akiv, umar sovar loy ma'akiv. It's there that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's ma'akiv, and it's there that Rabbi Akiva holds that just like all Shirayim are not Ma'akiv, this is not going to be Ma'akiv either. But the point is, the reason that Rabbi Akiva was very liberal in his language, he said it's like a double Kal V'chomer. Shirayim is not a Mechaper, it's not even Ma'akiv Kapar, it's because it's never Mechaper and it's never Ma'akiv Kapar. The reason Rabbi Shmuel was a little bit more careful with his language is because there is a time that Shirayim is Ma'akiv Kapar. It's never Mechaper, but there is a time that it's Ma'akiv Kapar, and that's why in his world, this is not a double Kal V'chomer, this is only a single Kal V'chomer. We'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the raid that we left on the table in the coming days.